I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Coming to you live tonight, the numbers to call 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. The reason why we say we're coming live tonight is because we were off the air on Friday. There was actually a threat to the federal buildings here in Portland. Someone had said that bombs were going to be detonated in vehicles. And since we are a building that is near the federal buildings and the federal offices, we were evacuated. And we were unable to come to the studios during the weekend to do work if we needed to do work. So pretty much it was a, you know, slow weekend. Didn't have a chance to get online, do anything. It was kind of, you know, if you can't go downtown, there's really nothing much to do. If you can't go out, there's really nothing much to do. It's dead. It's boring. I mean, this is the way it is. I mean, Portland, Oregon, like many other places across the country, are turning into Gotham City. There's no doubt. I mean, you know, who would have thought that the movie The Joker would be so prophetic? And they just dropped the new Batman. Trailer for the new Batman. And I was watching that, too, and I'm thinking, you know, this is what we are. We are Batman, we are Joker, and we're heading into THX 1138 is what we're doing. It's pretty much it. I mean, and if you know, I don't know if I prefer Batman over THX 1138. At least, you know, I don't know. I guess it's the difference between being in a highly technocratic society or society that's out of control where crime and mobs rule the cities. The police do nothing. Just they're part of it. That's the scary part. They're part of that. And since there's no enforcement, it opens the door for vigilantism. It opens the door for all kinds of horrible things. It's the decimation of the country. And it's not like we weren't predicting this like 25 years ago. We said it was going to be a police state, but we never knew it was going to be like this. And we never knew who was going to be pushing the police state. I mean, there were plenty of presidents who were threatening a police state, and many of them were, you know, bordering on a police state. I mean, you look at what was going on during the Obama administration. Bush administration. Go back to the Bush administration. Go back to the Bush administration after 9/11. Go back to the Patriot Act. Go back to the idea of shelter in place during the Boston bombing. Go back to the idea of Barack Obama flying drones around and taking out people he didn't like. Go back to the deportation processes that are being blamed on Trump that were being carried out by Barack Obama. And now think of where we are with Donald Trump. It's more of the same. Now, why is that? Why do you think it's more of the same? I mean, there's one particular president, which is President Trump, who's trying to basically keep us sovereign. It's because he doesn't want to be involved with the globalists. He doesn't want to have anything to do with them. And if that's something that you don't want, if you don't want the globalist plantation to take over, then of course Trump's your man. Doesn't excuse the fact that he's done other things that are that are very bad. But I guess we pick and choose the evils we have with our leaderships. You know, and it's not just the fact that we have presidents and rulers and governors and mayors who are basically allowing crime to run rampant. There are many elder statesmen within the realms of conspiracy theory that are considered the planners of the chaos that ensures that the New World Order will become a reality. And some of them have long since died, of course, like Zbigniew Brzezinski. But there are others that are still with us, like, for example, the World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab, who's also a Bilderberger, and Henry Kissinger, who has the most interesting contrast of honors. He's both a Nobel Prize winner, and in some countries he's considered a war criminal. Every so often, Kissinger steps out of his Darth Vader-like hyperbaric chamber, kind of like the Emperor, and at the age of 96, he basically gives us wisdom about the progress of the New World Order. I mean, recently, though he gave everyone a dire warning in the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal reported that Kissinger warned that the world will never be the same after the coronavirus and that United States government will have to sustain the public trust. Otherwise, He stated the only way we'd be able to do this and to keep the global trust going, the global collaborative going, is that we would have to adhere to the principles of the liberal world order. Now, they're not calling it really the new world order anymore. They're calling it the liberal world order, but the new normal, or the world new normal, or the new world normal. Or I mean, they got all kinds of different phrases and Orwellian terms to describe it. But Kissinger called for the government to launch a parallel enterprise for the transition of the post-coronavirus order. Now, coping effectively with the political and social damage, it's going to take an international collaboration, he warned, he said. And Kissinger warned that failure either to conquer the coronavirus or to build the post-coronavirus world might lead to a global catastrophe. He said, the historic challenge for leaders is to manage the crisis while building the future. He said, failure to do so would set the world on fire. Now, Kissinger was an advisor to Barack Obama during the Democratic Convention. Of course, Obama was sending the same message. In fact, Barack Obama was reared by Kissinger, giving Obama all of his advice. And so Barack Obama, speaking at the Democratic Convention, he was there in Philadelphia before standing before the Constitution. And Obama just basically said it straight. He said, the survival of democracy founded here depends on the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. Now, of course, he's going to say that. But he said, I want to talk as plainly as I can about the stakes in this election, because what we do these next 76 days will echo through generations to come. He said, what is at stake is our democracy. Standing next to the Constitution, talking about democracy, mob rule, instead of constitutional republic. Now, he was focused on the next 76 days and putting the blame of what is happening in the streets right now and putting the blame of COVID-19 on the current administration. When most of the cities where buildings are being shut down or burnt down, riots, all the things that are happening all over in the streets of the United States, where law and order is not being conducted, all of these cities are being run by what are called progressive governors. And it's like living in a Batman movie. It's like, you know, the police hands are tied. The governors are afraid of the criminals. The criminals are basically creating vigilante groups, and they're all fighting in the streets. I remember what, it was a few days ago, I was talking about how bad it is in Portland. I think somebody called in from Wisconsin, and they said, well, we don't care what happens in Portland. I says, you should care what happens in Portland. Well, nothing like this happens in Wisconsin. Kenosha, Wisconsin is now on fire with rioting and looting. They're calling it anti-police rioting and looting because, well, I mean, it's really BLM-led protests that are usually turned into rioting and looting. Wisconsin, of course, has a Democratic Party governor and a Democratic Party mayor, as usually for a city that's engulfed in uncontrolled rioting and looting. It just seems to be a pattern here. Denver is now on fire, too. Another BLM peaceful protest turned into a violent, rage-filled horror. Another Democratic-run city in a Democratic-run state. So it's coincidental, and it's not anywhere leaning either right or left, but it appears that cities and states run by governors with Democratic Party-run mayors and city councils all over the nation are one by one erupting into violent chaos. It's terrorism of local residents and businesses, property destruction and mayhem. Seattle City Council is seriously discussing closing its city jail permanently and not replacing it, along with closing its juvenile detention center and not replace them and to fund its police as well. This is the city that allowed the BLM to occupy and set up its own nation patrolled by BLM with guns, who only allowed BLM members within its borders at night. And at night, one black child was shot. Two black people were killed when the BLM only allowed, at the point of a gun, BLM members within its borders. So all this bloodshed, all the bloodshed, destroyed property in fear. That stuff, all of it, is being called a myth by a lot of progressive leaders in Washington, D.C. But for those that are seeing it day in and day out, and saying something about it, or you know, if you say something about it, or if you try to point it out to people, what do they call you? They call you a conspiracy theorist. You're a conspiracy theorist if you point this stuff out. You're anti-Black Lives Matter if you point this stuff out. Oh, and the recent term that has been given by those who point this stuff out, alt-right or alt-right agitators. alt-right, that was what they called, we had a march here this weekend in Portland, anti-Marxist march. And when the anti-Marxists showed up, they were called alt-right agitators. They're also called white supremacists. They were called neo-Nazi agitators. And of course, those on the other side were the peaceful protesters. But the thing was, is the march was organized for the anti-Marxists, not for peaceful protesters. The peaceful protesters showed up, I guess. Actually, it was Antifa and others that showed up. But of course, with every, you know, anti-Marxist march, you'll have Proud Boys showing up, which many people say have white supremacist viewpoints. So you have the Proud Boys. I'm sure Patriot Prayer was there and a few other people were there. But it was supposed to be a patriotic gathering in support of the police, in support of the Constitution. But of course, the peaceful protesters, not the alt-right agitators, were setting fire to American flags, and they were doing all sorts of, actually throwing bottles of feces at police officers and other things. This is what we have in America now. This is not, you know, and I can tell you now, it's real Americans know what's going on. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican, no American can support this. They just can't. They can't support the destruction of the United States, the decimation going to America. I mean, if you're a real American, you're not going to support this. And it doesn't, you don't have to lean right or left. You have to lean logical. You have to understand that it's not conspiracy theory or myth. It is happening. We are living in a Batman movie. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.